Welcome to Interactive Church. The topic of the readings for this meeting is Surrounded by Angels. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The hymns are 254, 33, and 9. Jeremiah. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Psalms. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. 2 Kings. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Isaiah. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Hebrews. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Matthew. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. John. Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that which see not might see." His disciples say unto him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee." Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you for ever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless." Psalms. "For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways." And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Angels. God's thoughts passing man. Spiritual intuitions. Pure and perfect. The inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality, counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. The footsteps of thought, rising above material standpoints, are slow and portend a long night to the traveler. But the angels of his presence, the spiritual intuitions, that tell us when the night is far spent, the day is at hand, are our guardians in the gloom. These angels of his presence, which have the holiest charge, abound in the spiritual atmosphere of mind, and consequently reproduce their own characteristics. Their individual forms we know not, but we do know that their natures are allied to God's nature. These angels deliver us from the depths. Truth and love come nearer in the hour of woe, when strong faith or spiritual strength wrestles and prevails through the understanding of God. By giving earnest heed to these spiritual guides, they tarry with us, and we entertain angels unawares. These upward-soaring beings never lead towards self, sin, or materiality, but guide to the divine principle of all good, whether every real individuality, image, or likeness of God gathers. Thoughts proceeding from the brain or from matter are offshoots of mortal mind. They are mortal material beliefs. God's so perfect and eternal, are substance and life. Spirit is symbolized by strength, presence, and power, and also by holy thoughts, winged with love. Spirit, God, gathers unformed thoughts into their proper channels and unfolds these thoughts, even as he opens the petals of a holy purpose, in order that the purpose may appear. Hold thoughts steadfastly to the enduring, the good, and the truth, and you will bring these into your experience proportionably to their occupancy of your thoughts. Hold perpetually this thought, that it is the spiritual idea, the Holy Ghost and Christ, which enables you to demonstrate with scientific certainty the rule of healing, based upon its divine principle, love, underlying overlying and encompassing all true being. Ideas are emanations from the divine mind. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So spake Jesus. The closet typifies the sanctuary of spirit, the door of which shuts out sinful sense, but lets in truth, life, and love. Closed to error, it is open to truth, and vice versa. Though the way is dark in mortal sense, divine life and love illuminate. Destroy the unrest of mortal thought, the fear of death, and the supposed reality of error. The rabbins believe that the stones in the breastplate of the high priest had supernatural illumination. But Christian science reveals spirit, not matter, as the illuminator of all. The illuminations of science give us a sense of the nothingness of error, and they show the spiritual inspiration of love and truth to be the only fit preparation for admission to the presence and power of the Most High. Love inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. Right motives give pinions to thought and strength and freedom to speech and action. Whatever inspires with wisdom, truth, or love, be it song, sermon, or science, blesses the human family with crumbs of comfort from Christ's table. Feeding the hungry and giving living waters to the thirsty. Inspired thought relinquishes a material, sensual, and mortal theory of the universe and adopts the spiritual and immortal. It is the spiritual perception of Scripture which lifts humanity out of disease and death and inspires faith. St. John writes in the 10th chapter of his book of Revelation, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open." Because of his more spiritual vision, St. John saw an angel standing in the sun. This angel or message which comes from God, clothed with a cloud, prefigures divine science. To mortal sense, science seems at first obscure, abstract, and dark, but a bright promise crowns its brow. When understood, it is truth's prism and praise. When you look it fairly in the face, you can heal by its means, and it has for you a light above the sun, for God is the light thereof. How little light or heat reach our earth when clouds cover the sun's face. So Christian science can be seen only as the clouds of corporeal sense roll away. Earth has little light or joy for mortals before life is spiritually learned. Every agony of mortal error helps error to destroy error, and so aids the apprehension of immortal truth. This is the new earth going on hourly, by which men may entertain angels, the true ideas of God, the spiritual sense of being. The Revelator saw also the spiritual ideal as a woman, clothed in light, a bride coming down from heaven, wedded to the Lamb of love. To John, the bride and the Lamb represented his correlation of divine principle and spiritual idea, God and his Christ, bringing harmony to earth. John saw the human and divine coincidence, shown in the man Jesus, as divinity embracing humanity in life and its demonstration, reducing to human perception and understanding the life which is God. In divine revelation, material and corporeal selfhood disappear, and the spiritual idea is understood. Christian Science separates error from truth and breathes through the sacred pages the spiritual sense of life, substance, and intelligence. In this science, we discover man in the image and likeness of God. We see that man has never lost his spiritual estate and his eternal harmony. The universe of spirit is peopled with spiritual beings, and its government is divine science. Think of this, dear reader, for it will lift the sackcloth from your eyes, and you will behold the soft-winged dove descending upon you. This concludes the readings.